The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Oh boy, we take to the airwaves today with two things. One, breaking news and a big dilemma. Breaking news and a big dilemma, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon here along with Todd Mitchell to take your phone calls. And we need you. We need you to weigh in on this one big time, folks. We have two major events that are going to happen in North Dakota that are now conflicting next week. And I just need some guidance from the audience. I'm having a bit of a dilemma here. So more on that in a moment. Here is the other things we have planned for you today. The EPA open waters proposal is a real problem for North Dakota agriculture, so much so there is a growing group of a growing coalition of ag groups in North Dakota that have come out in opposition to it. Pete Hannabut, who's the public policy director for the North Dakota Policy Council, is going to join us at the bottom of this hour to talk about what the North Dakota Farm Bureau and others would like to see happen with this issue going forward, and talk about an event they hosted this week with all of the groups that are aligned on this. So Pete Hannabut, North Dakota Farm Bureau public policy director, bottom of this hour. Next hour, the author of a book called The 11 Principles of a Reagan Conservative. What's a Reagan conservative? What's the legacy of Ronald Reagan? Did you know today is the 10-year anniversary, 10 years to the day after the death of Ronald Reagan? So we'll go there. Now, here's the breaking news. As you first heard on this very radio program, President Barack Obama was planning a trip to North Dakota in June. We asked our audience what he should see, who he should meet. What an impressive list of things we got in the way of suggestions. We now have the date he's coming. Don't know if any of those other suggestions are going to come to fruition, like Senator Heidi Heitkamp's wish for him to meet with energy leaders or any of the other suggestions. But he announced in an op-ed today, published in Indian Country, that he would be traveling to Cannonball, North Dakota, and the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe on Friday, June 13th. Todd Mitchell, what else is happening on Friday, June 13th?
K-Fire Radio Tractor Trek. You're going to be tootling around the countryside, my friend.
Yes. Now, here's so that's the dilemma. One, the breaking news. The president's visit is official. It's on the calendar. And, by the way, the first lady will be along as well. So that's happening. Now, normally, as a talk radio host and your humble servant here, Our job is to go cover events like that. And I have had the distinct honor of covering presidential visits to North Dakota. My first would have been, 1986. I think it was 86, the fall of 86, at a visit by Ronald Reagan to the Hislop Sports Center on the campus of the University of North Dakota for Senator Mark Andrews. Remember that very, very well. And then the next would have been what? I guess President Clinton's visit to Grand Forks during the flood of 1997. Actually, I had an interview with President Clinton from Air Force One on that particular occasion. Remember that quite well. And the coverage of his visits with the community leaders out at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. President George W. Bush has been here twice. I believe both of them, as I recall. One of them has a little bit of personal history in that I didn't know my wife at the time. I mean, she was not my wife at the time, but I was covering it.
She was she wasn't your wife at the time if you didn't know her.
Right, yeah, a little confusing. Anyway, I'll tell that story another day, but that was momentous for a number of reasons. One, a presidential visit, but one, it started something that changed my life, which was kind of cool. And then President Bush came early in his second term to push for Social Security reform. And then President Obama has not been here. And I don't believe that George Herbert Walker Bush visited North Dakota as president. George Bush came here as a campaign. I interviewed him in 1999. I remember that, campaigning for president. But we're talking about actual presidential visits. I don't believe that George Herbert Walker Bush was here. He was here not again at, after his presidency, but not as president. And then President Obama has not visited North Dakota. So he as president. Okay. Anyway, so it's official. He's coming. He'll be at the Standing Rock Indian Reservation Friday. However, I have longstanding plans to make radio history, Todd, on a tractor, a 1944 John Deere LA, and broadcast a portion of this program 1 week from tomorrow for the K-Fire Tractor Trek. And the president was not considerate enough to consider that very momentous historic event happening the very same day he's coming. So I asked the audience, what now? What do I do? Do I put on my radio talk show host hat and cover the presidential visit down in Cannonball, North Dakota, the president and the first lady? Or do I stick with plans to broadcast from a 1944 John Deere LA for you? I need to know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right.
I'd say both. I'd say both, but then imagine the Secret Service nightmare of how many tractors they'd want to have to be able to cover everything. And, let's not try that.
Yeah. And by the way, we did have an off-air caller that says George Herbert Walker Bush did visit North Dakota as president, planted a tree on the Capitol grounds. All right, good. We always can rely on the audience for being good stewards of the history books in North Dakota. So thank you very much. Bill and Bismarck, the first to weigh in on this. What should I do, Bill? What's your suggestion?
Go do the tractor trek. It'll be more productive of your time spent.
Really? Yeah, okay. And so I'm going to defer to the audience on this one and let you decide. Tractor trek gets a vote. Bill, one little element I'll add to this. My son and a buddy of his also are going to be at the tractor trek. So it's kind of a family affair in addition to a little bit of radio history.
Oh, yeah, I'd definitely do that. I mean, dear, who cares about going to see Obama? It's no big deal to me.
You don't want chapter and verse of his visit and what he says and or little coverage of it?
No, I could care less what he's going to say. It doesn't make any difference.
Isn't that sad? A presidential visit. I'm not a President Obama fan. Didn't vote for him. Wouldn't vote for him on a bet. But I actually think very highly of presidential visits. I think anytime a president comes, he comes as president of the United States of America. Personal policies aside, personal viewpoints aside, politics aside, a president visiting is a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal. And I'm glad he's coming to North Dakota personally. I know we've talked about this previously when we asked, you know, what should he see? What should he do?
Well, I'm just shocked you didn't vote for Obama twice.
Yeah, I know you are. Stan, and but it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad to hear Bill talk the way he is, but I think Bill's very representative. I think Bill represents a majority of opinions. I really do. Stan and Minot, what's your vote?
Stay with the tractor trek.
All right, how come?
Because it better serves North Dakota.
It better serves North Dakota.
Yeah, right. He's not for oil. He's not for coal, so stay with the tractors.
Stay with the tractors. All right. And it was on the calendar first, so to be fair. Stan, thank you. Carrie and Minot. Carrie, are you there? We lost our connection to Carrie. Carrie wanted me to go with the president, according to Shane, our call screener. She wanted me to go cover the president. So, Carrie, don't feel outnumbered here. I want your unvarnished opinion. Okay?
We want that call.
We're letting the audience decide. Keith in Bismarck, you're next at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Hi, Keith.
Hey, do the tractor trek. I wouldn't go across the street to see that man. I'm sorry.
All right. So if you were on one side of the street, you literally wouldn't walk across the street. Crean your neck a little bit. Okay, Carrie in Bismarck. What do you think I ought to do, Carrie?
Scott, I think you should go to Cannonball. I work for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and before I started working there, I was unaware of a lot of the issues in Indian country, and I think your audience needs to know some of what's going on.
All right, I'm going to put you down. thank you for giving us a contrarian opinion here so far. And by the way, as far as letting our audience know what's happening in Indian country, we can do that with or without a presidential visit, of course.
True.
So,
true.
Yeah, but I take your point, Carrie. Thank you very much. Laurel and Hazen, what say you?
I would like you to be at Cannonball. I think it's very important to have a conservative media voice across the airwaves when the president visits.
Just to make sure it gets fair coverage and not fawning tingle down the leg coverage from some of the media that might sway the president's way, you think, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that, Laurel. George and Jamestown and a whole full line to bank of calls. Emailers, Facebookers here. Mike says Tractor Trek. Same with Ryan. Robert says stay with the tractor. At least that is real and does not lie to you. Robert also wanted to know if Standing Rock had a golf course. And if that's why he picked it, I don't know. 800-228-0550. Let us know what you think. More in a minute.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit Nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, good morning. Scott, two words, Tractor Trek.
Speaking for myself, I'd rather have my backside pounded by a steel tractor seat than meet this president. Thanks.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, they're rolling in now.
Morning, Scott. Stay with the tractors. Besides that, by the time they get Air Force One and Vegetable One parked on the ramp at the airport. There won't be room for your tractor. Have a good day.
What's vegetable one? I was just going to say, what is vegetable one? Did I miss something there?
No, I don't know. All right, folks, back to the telephones. Lots of folks waiting to weigh in. And so that was two more for the tractor trek, right?
Vegetable one.
So I'm just counting the calls now. I haven't done the emails or the Facebook suggestions, so just calls. We had seven calls now, five say tractor trek and two say Standing Rock. So anyway, that's where we're at there. Canute in the Garrison. Hello, Canute. You're on What's on Your Mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I think I'm going to say what you want to hear.
Well, I don't know what I want to hear. I mean, I'm truly conflicted. One, the tractor trek's been on the calendar for a long time, and I'm really truly looking forward to it. It'll be kind of fun. It's a neat summer event. It's just good, God-fearing, freedom-loving folks, salt of the earth out there with their tractors. And my son is an enthusiast of antique tractors, and it's actually his 44 John Deere LA. And you know, we're going to trade three of them out there and just to have a blast. So I was looking forward to it. But I also truly think when a president visits, it's a big deal. And regardless of politics, I think it's something worth covering. And I do take my obligation to this audience and keeping tabs on big stories in North Dakota for you. So I'm truly conflicted. So.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a no-brainer. If you were my son, I'd say this once in a lifetime, you got to cover the president. I don't like Obama, and I don't like his politics, I should say, and I never voted for him, but that's once in a lifetime for you. Besides that, you could always give Al a call. He might cover it for you.
Al Gustin?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We could have a correspondent down there. Wouldn't that be a turn of events? Al Gustin's covering President Obama, and I'm on the tractor. I mean, this
I meant you covering the president, him covering the tractor trek.
Oh, I like Scott's idea. I like Scott's idea twisted around. That is the definition of irony right there.
Yeah. All right. I think they do a good job at it. I like your opinions. I'm pretty much in one accord with you, and I think you do a great job.
All right. Well, that's nice of you, Canute. Thank you, and I'll take your vote seriously here. Jane and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I feel that you should go to Cannonball. I'm not a Barack Obama fan, but I feel that in respect for the office of the presidency, and I feel that North Dakota has been left on the wayside in so many things. I think when the president comes, we should come out, and we need a conservative voice there, and we need to ask questions to him and hard questions if you have the chance to do any press with him. So I feel that you should be there, Scott, and I hope you go.
Jane, I appreciate that. We'll weigh that accordingly. That's why I'm asking today on the program. Now, I would say this. If I thought for a second I would have an opportunity to interview the president or ask him questions on behalf of this, then it wouldn't be much of a dilemma. But these are so tightly controlled. He's coming to give us the message of, it'll be stagecraft scripted, and I doubt very seriously I'd have any shot at asking him a question. Lois and Fargo, your vote.
Good morning. I vote for the tractor for a couple of reasons. First of all, I can understand your conflict because it would be an honor and a privilege to be able, to see or talk to the president, no matter what your politics are. But I think the main issue here, Scott, is integrity and keeping your word and showing your children that I'm a man of my word, that a better offer has come along, perhaps, but I've made a commitment and I need to honor it. And what a teachable moment.
Yeah, how about that? That's well said, Lois. Thank you very much.
You're
I appreciate the sincerity of the audience here.
Mm-hmm.
What else,
thank
Lois?
You.
Thank you. Glad you're listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. 800-228-0550. Jeff Fargo. Got a vote?
Hey, a tractor at least works. I would do if it was a real president.
a tractor at least works. As in, this president's not working. Exactly.
Oh.
Isn't it sad? One question I've been wrestling with, is it incompetence or is it intentional?
I don't think he's ever worked. when you look right there.
So it's incompetent.
He doesn't know what work is. And besides, if I had a real president, I'd go see him. But otherwise, a tractor, at least you have something in memory.
At least the tractor works. What a sad state. All right, Jeff, appreciate the call. John Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I say go to your tractor event. You don't have any obligation to go out to watch the event with the president. He's, you know, he's just doing an event, and besides, you're not a news organization, so you have no obligation really to even cover anything of that. The other thing is, I think you should take the opportunity to have some fun, to get your callers, to get your listeners, get your followers to call in and speak as horribly as they possibly can muster about the president. Call them whatever names are available. Be sure to refer to the first lady as Moochelle. You know, the seems to be the.
Well, no, I think you're the one that's doing the name calling right now. To tell you the truth, I haven't heard. You know, I hear opinions, I hear honesty and integrity, but I don't hear a lot of slander or name calling or anything like that. I mean, I think we're hearing.
No, even the one guy even said that. You know, I don't hate him. I hate his politics, or however you phrase it. I don't think he used the word hate, but you know, that was the point. It wasn't the man; it was his politics. So, yeah,
take it up a notch, John. Take it up a notch. Mike in Palermo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What would you do, Mike?
Well, you know what? The president travels with this whole entourage of reporters. How many reporters does it take to take down and record whatever words he says? He's already covered. You are a local affiliate taking care of local events, and I think the tractor trek is, honestly, it's more important. Anything that he says is going to be written about in 100 different articles and news reports, and why add one more carp to the mess?
All right, Mike. Appreciate that.
Carp? Wow.
Jerry, I don't necessarily trust the other media to cover it. I think I would hear things others would not. But you're right in the fact that it'll be there for us to review chapter and verse everything he says, so you could still do that after, not have to necessarily do it there. So I'll give you that. Mark you down as a tractor track vote. Jerry and Bismarck, your vote.
Yes, I'm a county commissioner from Burley County, and I think we should move the tractor track and combine with Morton County, take the tractor track down to Cannonball and combine both events, and you can cover both at the same time. Obama would appreciate all those tractors going down there, and you can see the agricultural portion of North Dakota along with the Native American problem.
Well, could you imagine the Secret Service reaction if we brought a whole ton of tractors down there? Wow.
I'm not sure logistically what Jerry suggests is possible, but it's a great idea.
Oh, yeah,
because
love it,
then
love
maybe.
It.
Yeah, and then maybe the president would be forced to deal with some other issues other than what they had planned to talk about, and agriculture would be a big one, and some of his impacts on the industry in North Dakota. Thanks, Jerry. Others waiting to weigh in. More coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fathers who love tools and nuts and bolts love Max. Think of your dad during the Max Father's Day sale. Choose from over 1,000 extra value tools, all priced 25% off. Buy a $100 Max gift card for only $75. Save $50 on a radio-controlled helicopter. Scott's Easy Grass Seed is half off. Find these savings and more at the Max Father's Day sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hannibal's going to join us from the North Dakota Farm Bureau in a minute to talk about a growing group of ag groups opposed to the Obama administration's EPA rules on open water, and they're doing something about it. Met and gathered this week. We're going to talk with him about that coming up in just a moment. Full bank of phone calls, however, and I do want to get everybody in, and we'll continue to take as many as you can throughout the day. Jim in Wahpeton is next at 800-228-0550 to give me some advice on whether I ought to be on the tractor as part of Tractor Trek on Friday, or covering the president's visit to North Dakota down in Cannibal at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. What say you, Jim?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Say, I understand your conflict. There's a matter of doing what's right because it's right to do. The office of the president carries respect no matter who's in there, and there's that point. But then when you take a look at the policies of this president, what he stands for, the more people that show up is kind of an endorsement of him. And personally, I think that everybody who is, you know, you could go there to protest the president, but you could also protest by not being there. And sometimes a point has to be made. I think you should stay with the tractor track and send a representative with a microphone and a camera, and then you glean what he said from what they pick up.
And in the process, send a message that the tractor track is a better use of my time.
Right, and I understand the respect to the office, and I understand the conflict, but there has to be a point to be made. And I only say this, and not tongue-in-cheek, but those people who work for the president, it's just like the EPA official down south who said that they wanted to run the department just like the Romans. They would go in when they took over a town and they would crucify three or four of the most important people to send a message to make people comply. And that's just how this EPA is run, and that's how the president runs his office. And so even when Nero or Caligula would show up, everybody came out to show support for the emperor, but it was a feigned support. It was a forced support. And if people show up and do that, isn't it in principle the same thing? So I think you should do the tractor track and send a representative there to get the information that you need so that you could cover it properly.
All right. Got you down, Jim. Thanks for the input. Glad you're listening. Thanks for the call. Bill in New Salem, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I'm not a real big fan of him either, but I think you should go down there and ask him if you can ask him a couple of questions. One on the power plants. They, you know, he wants to close them down. Ask them how they're going to turn the lights on after dark if the wind doesn't blow, you know, with their solar and their wind power. And then another question maybe you could ask them is how big of a kickback is he getting from Warren Buffett being how he's not putting in the Keystone Pipeline?
Hey, Bill, if I thought for 10 seconds, I even had a 1 in 100 chance of asking him a question, I would go there because of the difference it could make representing the audience that we have here and we cherish, because There's a lot of folks that have legitimate concerns. So I would weigh that heavily, although I would tell you, I know how these things work.
You might ask the wrong question. There's no way they're going to let you do it.
No, and there won't be a press conference. There won't be, access to the president like that. I mean, short of some rogue, shout a question at him that he would, scour at you, it won't happen. He might do an interview, but it'd be some television deal with somebody they hope is just going to fawn over the president. They do local media, but they sort of handpick the people to be kind of a television anchor that's not going to ask anything tough. But I'm going to still put you down as a vote for the tractor trek because of the potential there, just as we count the votes here. Joe and Minot, your vote?
Well, we're going to lay it out there straight. Cannonball, the president's going to be there. He should be there and everything. And, it is a lifetime experience. But then you stop and think, everything this man has said and done, he's a windbag in my mind. He's never stuck to his ground. You're going to be limited access to him, even if you get any. So I would say the tractor. You're going to be on one end of the show, and after all, your kiddo's going to be on the other end. Don't get any better than that.
I know. Good memories. And,
going down there is probably even going to upset you if you go to Cannonball just by listening to him,
I don't let it get to me. I'm anchored enough. And, I was planning today, Todd and I were talking earlier about this new poll suggesting that 6 in 10 people believe the American dream is dead. And that is so sad. It is such an indictment. And suggest people have lost hope, but I don't let a president rob my joy, or steal my hope. I don't, and I actually think there's bigger problems in the United States of America than the current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, whom I disagree with vehemently on so many issues. It's that people would vote for him, that a majority of folks would vote for him. I think they're the problem more even than what he's brought to the table, given his resume on the ballot over the 2 years. But
I would agree with you on that, but at the same token, it don't get any better than covering the tractors and you, like you said, your kids on the other end, and it don't get any better. Family first, right?
Family first. I'm marking you down there, Joe. Thank you for the vote. Ed Bismarck, go ahead, you're up. Are you there, Ed?
I'm also trying to hop in to support a man more damage to this country and toxical coal mine, which will hurt the great state of North Dakota and many other states. Why would you want to support him?
Well, I don't know that my going to cover him on behalf of the audience is supporting him. I wouldn't support him at all, but I think your point is, given the damage that he is trying to inflict on North Dakota and has inflicted in some regards, maybe a more forceful opposition. It's America. I think anybody that disagrees ought to be there protesting. I wouldn't be the guy to do that, I don't think. I'd be there just to cover and say, here's what he said, make sure it's reported accurately for the audience. But I take your point. Take one more, and then we'll go to our guest, and we'll pick this up next hour, because we're going to cherish your votes here. Karen and Bismarck, your vote.
Hi. I vote that you spend time with your family and your son. Most important. Most important. What Obama has to say, not important at all. What he does, totally ridiculous, totally non-important. Your focus should be with your son, on your family. Make memories. That's important, not what Obama says, or even the fact he's coming here. I can't even figure it out. Spend time with your family and your son.
Thanks, Karen. Appreciate you all, and more of your votes and suggestions are coming up. The best idea so far, by the way, is extending the tractor trek down to Cannonball. I just have this visual, Todd, that would be just wouldn't that be fun? And that actually would
that would probably
impact the coverage, we could take our concerns right down there. So I don't know. Is it possible?
They have demonstrations. It could be a tractor in.
And some of the suggestions we had earlier when we heard that he was coming. Was that he ought to meet with farmers and real folks, and that'd be an opportunity. Yeah, and you could Kill two birds with one stone, as they say. Anyway, more of your votes coming up. I'm keeping a tally here, folks. Appreciate it very much. Let's get to our scheduled guest here, who is representing the North Dakota Farm Bureau today as their public policy director, Pete Hannabut. Pete, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
What are you going to do on Friday?
Friday, I'm probably more closely aligned with you than going to Cannonball.
So you're going to stick to the egg world rather than hear the president.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I want to talk about an event that happened this week where North Dakota farm leaders, you know, from all perspectives, came together, calling on the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, to withdraw their proposed rule to clarify the Clean Water Act, or at least extend the public comment period. First of all, it's a growing voice of North Dakota agriculture here, a wide representation. That in and of itself is newsworthy and a bit historic, isn't it, Pete?
Yeah, I think people can understand when they see all the groups that have come together against this initiative that it is definitely a broad spectrum of folks within the ag community, and not even just North Dakota. It is all across the country of the various ag groups, specific to commodities and in general farm organizations that are all opposed to what the EPA is trying to do at this time.
I know agriculture is, the ag community is obviously well versed with the details of what the EPA and the Corps of Engineers have released in the way of a proposed rule. This is similar to the coal thing, by the way. They propose a rule, in many occasions overriding Congress, and they say this is what the rule is going to be. Tell us what you think, and then the rule becomes the rule, right? And then you have to live by it. So right now we're in this, in this process of the limbo where the rule's been proposed. But explain what the rule would do, just so folks who haven't followed it understand the danger of this to agriculture.
Well, we've had the Clean Water Act since 1972, and the first several years, obviously Congress felt that that act was necessary and it was very useful, and a lot of things were addressed that probably needed to be concerned. And you think about back in the 60s and wherever with the Lake Erie problems and other big bodies of water being polluted and all that, and the Clean Water Act did what it was intended to do. But since the mid-80s, the EPA has continuously tried to overextend the authority of what Congress has given them in the Clean Water Act. And Congress has reauthorized the act several times, and they have never changed it substantively in this way to say that all waters within the United States are covered and that the EPA has jurisdiction over all waters within the United States. Now, this proposal is that the EPA has jurisdiction over virtually any place that rain would fall in the United States. They want to call it waters of the U.S. In the Clean Water Act, it says that the EPA has jurisdiction over navigable water. Navigable meaning bodies of water that connect states, you know, rivers and streams that connect states, and we're talking big bodies of water, not just a little stream, but to things that are navigable, if you can put a boat on it and float it and do commerce that way, then it's a navigable body of water. So large lakes and big rivers and things like that is what the EPA was charged with regulating under the Clean Water Act initially and under each of the reauthorizations of all the Congresses since then that have reauthorized the act. Now EPA wants to say that every bit of water in the United States is, they're going to throw out that navigable part and just say that every bit of water in the United States is our waters of the U.S., and therefore that they have the regulatory authority to tell you what you can do wherever that water is. And we're talking places that are, you know, wet spots in fields, places that where water flows across in a big rain event, but are dry, you know, most of the year. And so it is a really big overreach for the EPA to try to regulate this type of water everywhere in the country.
Pete Hannabut, Public Policy Director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, on what these groups would like to see happen now as a result of this proposed rule when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We're chatting, rather, with Pete Hanabut, who is the Public Policy Director for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, about the EPA's proposed rule on open waters. Any questions or comments on it, welcome at 800-228-0550. Also, just being deluged with phone calls concerning the dilemma I have about the tractor trek, the Cape Fire tractor trek planned for Friday the 13th, and conflicting now with a visit from President and Michelle Obama to Cannonball, North Dakota, on the Standing Rock Indian Reservation. What does the audience wish for me to do? Cover the visit of the president on your behalf, or stick to the tractor trek plan, hanging out with my son and a buddy of his, and riding, making a little radio history, riding a 1944 John Deere LA in the tractor trek. A bunch of calls we've not gotten to on that we'll return to after the top of the hour here. Before we resume our conversation with Pete, I want to tell you about the world's largest source of ag application parks. It's right here in Mandan. It is right there in Fargo. It's right at the High Plains Apache location. Your Apache sprayer dealer. They have this new ET Ag Center with 50,000 parts. So if you need a part not only for an Apache sprayer, but any sprayer, chances are they have it. That's why we say it's the world's largest source of ag application parts. I mean, the sprayer tips, everything you could possibly think of, 50,000 parts in stock. Also, if they don't have it on the off chance that one of the 50,000 isn't one you need, they have it drop shipped right to your door. And, of course, folks in this wet spring so far are raving about the light footprint of the Apache sprayer. New sprayers, used sprayers, they'll take care of you. Great service team, the best of the best. High Plains Apache in Mandan, across from Bonanza off Main there on East Side Court, also in Fargo. Call them at 701-663-2375. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, emailer says, my gosh, my driveway is a waterway today. The low spot of my concrete is a waterway, so the EPA can now regulate my driveway. Probably will not be permitted to let the dog do his thing there anymore because of the problem. Pete, this is the real. That sounds silly, but this definition of what constitutes open waters is just giving the EPA a license to go in there and roll up their sleeves and regulate our growers, right?
That's the word. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're opening the door for turning several additional agencies into regulators. You're allowing the federal government to regulate most aspects of your lives. And I know it sounds like an alarmist type thing when you say it that way, but it is the reality in this case. When you think about claiming that any water that falls is navigable, therefore the EPA and the Corps have the jurisdiction over it, then it gets to normal farming practices from our point of view, like building a fence, even digging a hole to put in a post would be, something that would be regulated this way. Mowing, of course, all the field applications of tilling and spraying and all those type of things. But the simplest things like fencing and mowing and hay and where the water runs across your driveway, any of those types of things. And then when you think about the application of this in a municipal way of the EPA or the Corps saying to the local school board, you can't build that school there. You can't do this with that parking lot because the water that runs off of that parking lot is a navigable water. You know, this opens a huge can of worms and allows the federal government into everyone's life one way or the other. And we think that it's just a tragedy if this kind of thing would be allowed to happen. And twice in the past, the Supreme Court has reined back the EPA in these efforts to do this type of thing. They've had two court cases where the EPA has been pulled back. And this is just another case, and we wonder if it'll get to that point. The best thing that could happen is for the EPA to back off of this, and obviously there's a lot of congressional pressure on them and all that, but this is a federal agency that's controlled by the executive branch, and so their intentions are clear in this case, that they would like to regulate every aspect of our lives from the federal government, and we hope that people will get up in arms and stop that from happening.
Pat in Bismarck, quick question for Pete. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Pat. I'm from Mandan, but Bismarck's fine, okay? I don't know if I have a question so much as I have a comment, and this comes from, well, number one, politically I'm an independent. Number two, I did vote for president the first time, not the second time. I'm a social studies teacher of 42 years, and I would say that both issues relate to the control that this president has tried to exert on us. And it is frightening. I think absolutely frightening. I heard someone on the news yesterday call him Barack Hussein Obama. And I am frightened by what the government is doing to us, the spying that's going on. And I'm not an alarmist, but I agree with this gentleman. I am alarmed by what the federal government is trying to do and the control they're trying to take over through the EPA. And not one thing, not only just the carbon emissions, not only the water, but this realm of secrecy that goes on. And so
wow.
Why waste your time? It's a lost cause with the president. You have to earn respect to get respect. And that president has no respect because of what he is trying to do to this country. He is ignoring this country. He is ignoring this state. And I say, don't pay attention to him anymore. Let's just fare up through it until it gets over with and we get someone else in there.
Compelling case, Pat. Thank you for the call. Only 30 seconds left, so quickly, what can folks do, Pete?
Well, if you go on to our website, the ndfb.org website, you can see the link there to learn more information and how to make comments as an individual to hope and try to rein in the EPA with this by adding your comments to the public comment period. And so we hope that everyone will do that.
Stand up, be heard. Thanks, Pete. Pete Hannibal, North Dakota
Farm
Bureau.
Thank you, my
pleasure. Back to your calls after this.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.